Blog Talk Radio.
Presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus each week on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey and God is the light illuminating each and every step of our pathway along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully. Each and every week, we are right here, same bat time, same bat channel, known as Inspired Media for you. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we bring you our programming that is the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goal, and ultimately living out your dream. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering, but you know me, Coach Adams, I am truly biased. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media for you. www.blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media for you. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our program up for audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments around today's subject, which I really do love and appreciate. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, and we truly encourage you our global listening audience. Don't be scared to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we are talking about good versus great. Good versus great. And it is time to shape up and win, and this is our Shape Up series. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to today's show. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a fax, an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to get your pens, your notepads, your tablets, whatever you need, get them available for this installment. Truly, I believe, will be rich and empowering for you. Because, again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we're talking about, in our Shape Up series, we're talking about good versus great. And, you know, so often when I think about individuals that are just good, you know, good is that basic standard of average. You do just enough. It's a satisfactory level, satisfactory in quality. It, you know, gives some excellence, but not at the fullness of that degree. It is, without question, genuine, but it's not truly at the next level of greatness and excellence. And so, you know, I want you to be aware that when it comes to good versus great, it really is this basic level of understanding moving to a whole different level. And, you know, when you think about wanting a doctor, you don't want a doctor that's just good. You want someone that is great, someone that is at the highest level, the top of their field. You don't want someone who got C's in class and now you need to have brain surgery or you need to have heart surgery and this person is operating on you and they just barely skated by and made it through. Yes, they have the title, but they are operating at a level of average, that C. People want to interact with and people desire individuals that are at another level of greatness. And that's what we're speaking about today. Because this level of greatness is an unusual level. This level of greatness is first rate. It's beyond just being good. It is extreme. It is notable. I can go on and on about this understanding of great. Have you ever gone into a restaurant and you had some food that was good, but it didn't quite make a great impact? Someone said, oh, it was okay. It was good. And when that response happens, that means it was average. It was nothing special to write home about at a whole different level. The reality is that many of us, we are operating at a level of just good concerning our vision, concerning our assignment, concerning our purpose. And in order for you to get a greater yield, you have to press yourself to another level. You know, Coach Adams loves to be transparent with you, and I'm consulting with someone in this season, and my consultant advised me, and they said, Coach Adams, you got to do more live video and all of these various things because you don't want to just blend into the fabric of everyone else out there. And so this is a stretch out of my comfort zone. Yes, I know you're thinking, but Coach Adams, you're the master motivator. You're the speaker and the trainer, and that I am. And no question about it, I have truly embraced my call, and I'm very grateful for this level of calling and anointing that rests upon my life. But I want you to know that even Coach Adams stretches herself beyond her comfort zone. Why? Because being in the front of the camera, many don't even realize it. At times, it can be uncomfortable. Doing a live video feed, it's uncomfortable. Why? Because it's like, okay, what if no one listens? What if no one tunes in? What if no one cares? They don't want to hear what I have to say. But the reality is there are these things that we have to do to take ourselves from just being good to great. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't understand how a live video feed can do that for you. Well, we are in a socially conscious world. Social media is where everybody is. And if you are not relevant in this marketplace and learning how to do things at a different level, you know, last week on our programming, we had Miss Lisa sharing, and I love to identify Miss Lisa as a marketing guru. And one of the areas in which she specializes in is social media. We got some rich nuggets. I am telling you, if you did not listen to last week's broadcast, without question, you want to run to the archives after today's live installment, of course, and you want to soak in the wisdom that was shared. Because we spoke about various things in this whole digital market, and I want you to know and understand that when we're speaking about being good versus great, you can't just do the average level of performance anymore. That's not acceptable. You can't have a doctor that is performing on you at an average level. That's not good enough. You have to have someone that is great, someone who is constantly perfecting their skills. That's one thing I want to give Ms. Lisa honor for, as she shared with us last week, our marketing guru, is that she spoke about, I am constantly learning and sharpening the skills and developing. As it relates to you and your vision, whatever that may be, you have to continuously be sharpening the skills, sharpening the saw, as Stephen Covey would say in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is always about sharpening the saw, continuing to perfect, continuing to grow, continuing to sharpen so that you keep that edge above everyone else. And that is this process of your basic good is just average. It's a C if we were giving a rating in a classroom. This great moves to a whole different level from good to beyond. It is that A-plus level of performance. And so I want you to know that in whatever your industry is, you have to allow your mindset to be expanded, that I will not do just enough to get by. Because just enough, it's okay. And you may have a level of success. It is okay. And if you're okay with just being okay, if you're okay with just being good, then continue to go with that. But if you want to move to a different level and you want to be great, you want to be set apart, you have to be willing to do more than what's required. You have to be willing to do more than what others may do. For you, it may mean in order for your vision to come to life and to manifest, you may in turn have to put in 15 hours to someone else's 10 hours. Are you willing to make that sacrifice? And it's this balancing act. You know, what I've grown to realize is that individuals that are great, on some level, they are quote-unquote tips. They're out of balance. You know, when you think about a great athlete, for example, like a Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's reputation precedes him. His history in the NBA precedes him, even with the great athletes today. There's always this level of trying to break standards that a Michael Jordan made forever ago. Why? Because his legacy continues to live on. When he was on the court, Michael Jordan wasn't just good on the court. Oh, no. He was great. He was phenomenal. He was Air Jordan. He was above and beyond. He was set apart from the masses, from the crowd. And in order for our vision to live, we have to be set apart from the crowd. And so let me share with you that if you think that having a little bit of passion is going to get you to that level, you are wrong. You have to be, quote unquote, tit. You have to be crazy for your vision. You have to be crazy for your dream. You have to be crazy about achieving your goal. You cannot do the average performance. When I tell you it took everything out of me today to do that live video, everything. But I said, you know what? I'm consulting with a consultant in this season, and I'm seeking their wisdom so that I move from good to great. I don't want to just be good. I want to be great. I want to be set apart from the masses. And some of the things that they are telling me, it's a stretch out of my comfort zone. A great athlete stretches themselves beyond their capacity. If they're being told you have to practice for 1 hour, a great athlete practices for 2 hours. Why? Because they don't just do enough to get by. They do far more than what's required. In this process of mastery of their art, of their gifts, of their talent, of their craft. And so I really want to encourage you that if you are not pleased with the results that you're getting, evaluate. Where can you tweak? Where can you give more? Where can you do a little bit more? When you think about your Steve Jobs, for example, your Gateses of the world, your Oprahs of the world, your Michael Jordans of the world, whoever it may be, your Kobe, whoever, your LeBron, whoever it may be, your Steph Curry, because we just had the championship playoffs and all of that, whoever it is, they're not doing just enough to get by. So this process of good versus great, one, we must understand that in order for me to move from this level of good, which in today's world, good is just average. It's not enough. You know, I often share, and I'm very transparent, Coach Adams, without question, is a foodie. That is my battle. And I can tell you the great restaurants that I've gone to. I can tell you those that, you know, they were good, and I can have a meal experience and be like, it was all right. And that is where many of us are skating by. And I use food as an illustration because we all have to eat. You don't have to be a foodie and love the process of food the way that I do. It's just a joy and for my life. I love food. That is my cross to bear, as some would say, you know, the food, the various types of foods and all of that, going out, fine dining and enjoying a meal and service. And I am one, I'll tell you, I can go to a restaurant and if the service is just okay, my tip will reflect that it's just okay. But if it's exceptional, if it's great, my tip will reflect that it was great, meaning that it was above and beyond average, above and beyond the standard. See, I tip based on your performance. You don't get a tip just because that is what is expected. No, you have to earn that. And in business, we don't get a great reputation just by doing the bare minimum to get by, to be good. You have to do more than what's required. I'm doing some consulting in this season, and I was blown away because, you know, my mentors often teach that your brand is not what you say it is. It's what others perceive. And in essence, it is what do people say about you when you are out of the room. And I had this encounter, and, you know, it's so interesting because I had an individual, and I'm doing some asset development and training in this consulting opportunity that I have in this season. And what's so interesting is that we had an individual who wanted an opportunity, but she only was willing to do just enough to get by. And if she knew who you were, she'd give you a little bit more. I'm going somewhere with this, track with me. She would give you a little bit more. Felt like it would serve her and it would gain favor. That if she did a little bit more, now that puts me closer to this opportunity. The one thing that she failed to realize, and the one thing that many of us failed to realize, and I'm really going somewhere with this, so follow with me, that people are watching us when we're not aware that they are watching us. They are making assessments of us when we're not aware they're making assessments of us. In everything that we do, and now we're so overexposed due to social media that even when you don't realize, you think, oh, that post didn't really mean anything. It's not a big deal. People are assessing. And so as it relates to this individual who wanted an opportunity but was only giving a performance that was average and at times subpar, but good. We'll say it was good. She was disappointed when she didn't get the opportunity, but what we were looking for was someone that didn't just give an average performance, as we spoke about, like with a doctor. You don't want a doctor doing brain surgery, heart surgery, any level of surgery. I don't care if it's major or minor surgery, because surgery is surgery. You do not want a doctor operating on you that's going to give you an average performance that's good. You don't want to get in an airplane and fly with an average airline and hope that you get there. You want the reputation to be great. You want the reputation to be that an airline, more often than not, they get to and from their destination. A doctor, more often than not, his patients recover extremely well from the surgery or her surgery. And so I want you to understand as we reconnect this back with this individual, and I hope I have not lost you, with the various layers of stories and the vibrancy of what I'm efforting to bring. Why? Because I really want you to see it and get it. Because I know we can't do what we can't see. So if I say words and you can't see them, you cannot do them. And I want you to really and truly get what I'm saying and sharing it with you in different ways, bringing in different illustrations, so that you step back and assess where you are. Are you giving just a good performance? Now, going back to this individual associated with my consulting in this season who wanted an opportunity, they would give a good performance. Looking for a great performance. Not just good, but great. And what they didn't know is that, and I'm going and connecting this back to our brand, is really not what I say it is. Coach Adams' brand is not what Coach Adams says it is. It's what you say it is. So as a listener of Motivational Mondays, it's what you say it is. As an attendee at my WIN shop, it's what you say it is. As a client in my coaching practice, it's what you say it is. As a member of my winner's circle, it's what you say it is. It's not what I say it is. It's what you say it is. And so with this individual, many said, she's just giving enough, just enough. And that was the reality. And they had several people shock her, meaning to assess from a different point of view, and she didn't know who they were. And the feedback was not favorable. And I want you to know that as I reconnect this back to this beautiful looping, this journey that I've taken you on today, that people are watching you when you're not aware that they're watching you. People are assessing you when you're not aware that they are assessing you. And so if their perception is that your performance is good and not great, it's not memorable. The majority of individuals out there give a good performance. Do you think that an actor going into audition for a role, a featured film, for example, is going to get that role if their audition is just average, if it's just good? No. They have to go in and set themselves apart and be great to stand out. And the same is true for each and every one of us. In the midst of the crowd, the sea of people, in the midst of all of the hundreds of people, hundreds of businesses, hundreds of coaches, hundreds of books, hundreds of shows, hundreds of inventions, what makes you uniquely special? And that is the difference from good to great. Great is unusual. Good is usual. You expect a certain level of quality and satisfaction from a level of good, a certain level of excellence from good. You expect that. But this great is first rate. It's not just good, but rather it is very good. It is extreme. It is unusual. What is your edge of uniqueness that makes your vision, your dream, your goal unique, unusual? You know, it's often been stated that it's far easier to be the greatest original, and I'm phrasing it in my own phraseology, Coach Adams, today here on Motivational Monday, presented by Inspired Media for You. I'm phrasing it in my way that it's far easier to be a great original than it is to be a copy of someone else. Many of us are trying to copy someone else. And we think, if I just achieve their level, then I'm okay. Why? Because we perceive their level to be good. And I want to challenge you today, our global listening audience, because, of course, you know that my heart, my desire, is that when you invest this time to listen to Motivational Monday, that it's not, I've just spent an hour listening to what, but that when you disconnect and move on with the rest of your day, the rest of your journey, that something stands out. You've gotten a nugget, you've gotten some tools that support you in being empowered to move to the next level. You know, when the Olympics, no one ever remembers who made third. Second, a mere note. The only one that stands out is who won the gold. Who was first? And that's all that really matters. So don't allow yourself to settle for being good. Good is average. Good is that C grade in the classroom. Yes, it's a passing grade. It is. It is. But it's average. Do you want to be average? I know I don't want to be average. If we are being the unique individual that we were created to be, guess what? If you are being the fullness of how you were designed, operating based on your gifts and talents, guess what? That individual will be great, is great. But the challenge is we've lost sight of who that great one on the inside of us really is. You know, when I first started my journey, I was very insecure of some of the sides of my personality, the quirky side. You know, I love it. Miss Lisa shared last week, I think she said geek girl. She's a geek girl. I have a little nerdy side to my personality. You know, I can crack myself up in a minute with my, you know, my little quirky sense of humor. My cousin teases me all the time, you know, and it's just, no one else may be laughing, but I laugh. Why do I share that with you, being transparent? That when I began to embrace the fullness of my uniqueness and how I was created, and the various layers of that, I'm not trying to be anybody else. It's hard enough just being us than to be trying to be someone else. You know, one would say, oh, you could be the next Oprah. I don't want to be the next Oprah. I just want to be the greatest Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, that I can be. I know sometimes the comparisons are made so that people can have a greater framework to reference. I get it. But comparison does not mean that I've achieved when I've reached the level of that individual that I can compare myself to. Why? Because it's all subjective. But if you are being the greatest you that you can be, guess what? You are at that level of greatness. And on the outside, someone may say, but you're falling short in comparison to. That's why you shouldn't compare. You know, I don't know if this is true or not true, and my mentor shares this often, that there was a comparison between two well-known singers in the entertainment industry. And when one came on the scene, the other, who had a phenomenal career, she felt like, I can't compare. I no longer can compare to this one. And that supposedly shattered her self-image. It shattered her confidence. It shattered who she was and who she grew to be. She stopped singing. She stopped growing. And I want you to know that when we compare, that's an awkward place that takes us in a downward spiral. So when I'm talking about being good versus great, I'm not saying compare yourself to someone else. No, 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 no. There is no anyone else, because when you were created, the mold was broken. If you live up to your fullest potential and be the great, phenomenal you that you were created to be, stop being good and stop apologizing for your greatness. You know, I remember hearing Patti LaBelle many years ago, early on in her career. She said when she was singing with others, they would say, "Patti, don't sing with such power." They would constantly try to dumb her down so that others could receive her gift. But oh, when she came to the reality that Patti is Patti, she has a phenomenal voice. You can like her or not. I love me some Patti. I remember hearing her many years ago at the Universal Amphitheater. And she sang "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." Patti kicked that mic down, or threw that mic down, and her voice was right now, thinking about it, I get chills. Her voice was vibrating through that Universal Amphitheater with all of this power, no mic. It was just so beautiful singing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." Now, I can't sing. You don't want me to sing. When I tell you "Wounded Cow," "Loose," yeah, you don't want Coach Adams to sing. That's not my area. So if I'm trying to be somebody I wasn't created to be, it's going to be a letdown. So I want to encourage you that you stop comparing yourself to others. Oh, I don't speak like them. I don't write like them. I don't think like them. I don't like them. Don't try to live up to like them. Think about the forerunners. I love that Steve Jobs, creator of Apple, when he created Apple, there was absolutely nothing out like Apple. And now, Apple is one of the highest selling. I mean, when you think about it, he was such a forerunner in so many different areas. I remember when the Macintosh came out. Woo, it was huge. I remember when the iPod came out. It was such a coup. You know, now it's like you on your phone, your iPod, but obviously we have other smartphones, but I hope you get the point that a trailblazer has nothing to compare it to. So whatever your dreams are, whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, it is likely that you can't compare them to anything else. Was there a computer in the marketplace when Steve Jobs created Apple? Yes. But it wasn't the fullness of the vision that he was fighting to create. So know your brand and allow your brand to be uniquely you, living out and being who you were created to be in whatever form that is. If you have an anointing for marketing, be the best marketing person you can be. If you have an anointing for taxes, be the best tax accountant you can be. If you have an invention in you, do the best you can to bring that invention to life, whatever that may be. You know, I have been speaking on my Coach Adams' Motivational Monday soapbox today, passionate about this subject of good versus great, because so often people get settled in their comfort zone, okay with good, no more. I want you to say, self, we will no longer settle for being good. We will fight to be great. To be great. Put it up where your eyes can see it. Be great. Be great. Be great. Don't just be okay. Don't just be average. Don't just be good. Be extraordinary. Be extreme. Be first rate. Don't just be good. Be great. I think that's a great point to pause and to invite you, our global listening audience, if you have a question or a comment around today's subject, good versus great, we invite you to chime in. I want you to know that this is the time in our program, and we invite you to share in the discussion. All you simply have to do is press 1 on your telephone keypad, press 1 on your telephone keypad, or if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, know that you can't just press 1 on your keypad, your typing pad, your iPad, your tablet. You have to simply dial in. Our dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 4539374. This will add you to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. And do know that it is a safe space, and I would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what has been shared today? Is anything ringing true for you? Again, the lines are open. What have we been talking about today on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams? On this subject of good versus great, we've been talking about that good is average. You were not created to be average. Yes, there is quality in being good. There's a certain level of quality and excellence that is brought to being good. But good alone does not set you apart. Good alone does not set you apart. And so I want you to know that it's about moving to this unusual level that is first rate, that is extraordinary, that's extreme, that's beyond good. It's very good. And when we are operating at a level that is great, we are doing more than what's required. And most people give just enough. You know, one of the things that I love at one of my previous Win Shops, and I'm not sharing something that this individual didn't share live on the airwaves. They said, you know, when I was invited to come to the Coach Adams Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, I thought, oh, okay, I'm sure it's going to be like this. And what really touched my heart, because I never want the experience to be like something else, yes, there are other workshops, yes, there are other seminars, and yes, there are other motivational speakers and what have you, but the desire is for greatness and to be set apart, that it would be memorable and impactful. I remember going to a top name workshop seminar many years ago. And if I called their name, you would know who they are. And so I'm intentionally not calling their name because their name is well known. And I remember being in the audience, and I was there literally all day. in an arena filled with thousands of people. Excuse me. In an arena filled with thousands of people. Are you hearing me? I was in an arena filled with thousands of people for hours. This individual taught on various subjects and what have you. And the only thing I remember is when they played a Tina Turner song and they charged the atmosphere and we were singing and stomping and, you know, chanting Tina Turner, Simply the Best. All of those hours, that's the only thing that stood out. So for me, that was just a good time, yeah, but it wasn't great. Top well-known, influential, motivational speaker. I connect that back with what I was saying about this individual coming to my wind shop. That she said, oh, I was expecting it to be okay like this. And her word, it was beyond what I had imagined. I got far more than I expected. In that moment, what she was saying is that it was greater than the average, and it made an impact. And I want you to know that in whatever you do, let it be above and beyond that it would make an impact. Again, I want to remind you that our lines are open here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. So if you have a question or a comment, feel free to chime right on in. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear. If you're taking anything away from what's being shared today, are you getting any value? I don't want to just bring something to the airwaves and there's no value. I want to know that you're taking something away, that this investment of time has been beneficial for you. You're sacrificing this hour of power. I would hope that you're getting something out of the time that you're investing, that you're spending. So I want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. I know that sometimes it's awkward for people to make a comment live when you know it's live radio. I get it. So with that said, you don't have to make a comment now. I would love to see you leave a comment on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is a safe place for you to be able to share your thoughts. What did you take away from today's live broadcast? Did you get anything around today's topic, good versus great? Are you feeling more empowered to move to the next level of giving more, greater than what people expect of you, so that you can be perceived as one that is great and not just okay, not just average, not just good? And good is a quality performance that we've established. So again, our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad and or leave your note on our Facebook Motivational Monday forum. And we prepare to close out today's discussion around good versus great. I want to share some things with you because there are so many various things on the horizon that I'm really excited about, and I want to give you an opportunity to, one, be aware and to be able to participate. You know, I often share that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment. And this full circle of empowerment starts every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. So I want you to know that every Monday we are here. Do me a favor. I'm asking you to do me a favor. If you've gotten anything from the broadcast, assist us in expanding the outreach. Tell someone to tune in with you. Every other week or thereabouts, we have an in-studio guest. As we shared last week, we had Miss Lisa sharing on marketing, and wow, it was really a rich time. I took 2 pages of notes and got so much from the richness of what she shared and her base of expertise. The opposite week, we have our Shape Up series where Coach Adams comes and she brings you a little dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. And so I want you to know that you have this blending and this balance between the two formats to be empowered, ultimately, to gain some tools of support on your journey. Twice a year, oh my gosh, and we are fast approaching our July 29th. July 29th. We are about 40-ish days out from the next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams in a live setting. Can you just imagine this live coaching environment with like-minded individuals? Like-minded individuals coming together to share thoughts, ideas, to be empowered, to come into an environment, to work their vision so that they are now in a greater position of achievement of their goals and living out their dreams. So I want you to know, 4 hours of power. If you would like to register, you can do so at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. www.ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. So, where do we go from here? Well, I want you to know that in addition, woohoo, we have this full circle of empowerment to support you, and this full circle consists of one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking and training, Motivational Monday, 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams Win Shop, and there's so much more on the horizon. So, what will you take advantage of? That is the question. Are you getting something from Motivational Mondays? Remember, we have our Motivational Mondays group forum. It is a group. It is an open group where you can make a comment and ask a question. We are preparing to have a CPA on a show in July. I'm really excited about that. Ask the CPA, because so often you have questions around your vision. You may want to know, okay, from a CPA's point of view, should I do an LLC, which is a limited liability company, corporation? Should I incorporate? What does that all look like as it relates to my vision? So we're going to have our CPA live in the studio answering your questions in July. Also in July, because we have a full lineup of individuals that will grace us, what I love to call our all-stars that will come and grace us in our virtual boardroom and share their nuggets of wisdom. We have an individual who is coming to share with us the balancing act. How do you balance all of these various areas that have been given to you. Maybe you are a wife, maybe you're a husband, maybe you're a mother, maybe you're a business owner, a minister, whatever it is, but you're trying to balance all of these areas. So we're going to talk about the balancing act. And, of course, in the midst of all of that, we're going to continue to bring you insight from our Shape Up series. So I want you to know that there's so much on the horizon. There are some great wins in the hopper that when it's the appropriate time, Coach Adams will be sharing with you some projects that I'm working on and I feel would really encourage you on your journey. And when it's all said and done, as it relates to good versus great, I want you to know that consistency is key. Consistently is key. Just stay consistent with your vision. Don't quit. Don't give up. Stay faithful. You know, this race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it is given to that one that will endure. Are you enduring? Don't quit. We still have a moment or two for you to ask a question live. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Let's chat. Dial in 516-453-9374. We're preparing to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays rapidly to a close, but you do have a few moments, and I want to share with you. I was so touched the other day. Someone put a note on Facebook, and this individual is someone that I have the wonderful opportunity to coach many years ago. And I supported them. They had a book project, and they were, you know, working through the manifestation of this book project. And it so touched my heart because this individual, we had the opportunity to meet, and they wrote their book, The Mayor's Wife Wears Sapphire, I believe is the name of the book. Many years ago, the book was on a bestseller's list of new books. It's on my website. Her testimony. But why do I share this with you? That literally, recently, she wrote a note just thanking me again for supporting her because she's so amazed by her journey and where her journey has gone. And it all started back from that coaching session. You know, I met an individual recently that has been one of Tony Robbins' coaches. And, you know, you never know the impact. And I know it has to be rewarding for this individual to now know that he has achieved a level of greatness and that they played a role in that process. And so I want you to know that the individual I was referring to, her book was named the Kush City 2007 Best New Author Award, and that's just amazing. We can do whatever we desire to do if we simply move from being good to great, operate based on our uniqueness, and don't allow anything to hold us back. Well, speaking of holding us back, this is the closure of today's show. Just some thoughts to consider as you continue on your journey, that it's not enough to be good. What will it take for you to be great? Know that Coach Adams is asking herself that question and reflecting and evaluating that on a regular basis, on the regular, as the youth would say. And I encourage you to be the same. Be the great individual that you were created to be. The unique you in you is greatness if you simply tap into who you were created to be. Don't try to be like someone else and be okay with that comparison of, well, they are good and I meet the standard, so I'm good too. No, don't settle. Be the great you that you were created to be and do and fulfill your assignment. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I, Coach You Win, I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You.